All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
Yeah, baby. Romy was talking about why the Cajun South Louisiana culture shies away from drinking a lot of water. The other reason, you may not know this, is by the time water reaches the mouth of the Mississippi, it's been through a human or a cow 18 times.
That's true.
Now, that's reason enough right there to find something else to drink. Although, I will tell you, Romy and I have been through the state-of-the-art water campus for City of Scottsdale, and we both drank a glass of treated affluent water.
And if you really, did you really swallow it? Well, if you really want to think about it, every single glass of water you drink is affluent.
If you really think about it.
It's just further separated in right. time than 24 hours or 12 hours or whatever their turnaround was there. I think it was 12 hours.
Yeah, you know? I believe you're right.
But
I believe you're right.
You know, on the grand scheme of things, we've got the same amount of water as we've had since creation, and it just continues to be recycled.
Water, the handling of water, the treating of water, the purifying of water, is really a pretty darn complicated process when you're dealing with three atoms, H and 2 and O. I mean, that's it. But everything that water does, everything it's capable of accomplishing, how vital it is to each and every one of our lives, it's a miraculous fluid. Well, listen, before we get to the calls, and we've got Roland from Queen Creek on hold, we have open lines if you'd like to talk water treatment, water purity. We have John Owens here from Connecticut this hour. Feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Now, John, y'all were going to do a Rosie on the House.
We have a special right now because of our concern for public safety. Connecticut has a 20% off offer on the K5 drinking water station. And if you contact Connecticut, we can give you the details about that. But it's a huge savings over the normal situation. And what we're doing that is so you don't end up having a water crisis out there and run to the store and run out. We want everybody to have good water and not to have to worry.
Turn that gooseneck tap on at the sink and fill her up.
There we go.
And if you're worried about the water supply from the cities, we won't go into it in this hour, but I mean, the infrastructure of water in Arizona, because we didn't have any, was so over-engineered. Our supply of water is very secure.
Yeah, and one of the things that people can have is that you mentioned City of Scottsdale. We're vendors of many of the different water treatment plants throughout the state. And in Arizona, I would say the local city water departments do a stellar job of actually on a macro level managing the resource. And the City of Scottsdale, City of Phoenix, City of Peoria, City of Chandler, Town of Gilbert, they do an A++ job. That doesn't mean they're going to give you bottled water at every faucet.
Right.
But they do a stellar job managing the resource, making sure the water gets there. And we just take it, like Rosie said, that final barrier, we just take it to the next level where it gives you peace of mind, that last little bit of what you choose in your house. You as the homeowner have free will, the choice, the right to opportunity to choose to how good you'd like to make the water.
And you mentioned a lot of those.
I didn't push any buttons.
Jimi Hendrix showed up on the show there for a second.
My hands are up. It wasn't Rosie. For once, it wasn't Rosie.
You'd mentioned those municipalities. I don't want to exclude Tucson from that because they are probably one of the most, or if not the best, at their water management. All of their water comes on the CAP. They're at the very end of that distribution. And one of the reasons they have the hardest water, they don't take it out of the canal. They pump it back into the ground. So only has it, you know, it's the snow melt off from the Rocky Mountains. It's traveled down to, you know, sat in Lake Mead. It sat in Lake Powell. It sat in Navajo. Like it's
CAP.
Lake Parker. Yeah. 336 miles of CAP pumped back into the water and then pumped back out and treated. I was signed up for one of their classes, but it just didn't work out this time. I'll hopefully in the fall I'll get another one. But, you know, y'all cover the Tucson area as well.
Oh, exactly. And water's called the universal solvent. So whatever you mention, whatever water touches is reflected back into water. So at the point of precipitation in the cloud, it's H2O. And when it goes through the atmosphere, picks up souvenirs, hits the ground, runs off, picks up other souvenirs. And that's where water treatment can take care of it.
All right. Miss Jennifer.
I don't want to squeal you again.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Oh, was that you? Was that you?
That was me.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
John, I just wanted you to give out the phone number for that deal and let us know how long it lasts as
okay.
well.
And what you can do is call 602-437-2474, and we can help you out.
All right.
And that applies if you're in Pima, Pinal, Maricopa County. Y'all cover those three areas.
Correct. We have local numbers in Tucson, but I'm trying to bring brain
you. You'll get
you can
assigned.
Get redirected.
And how long is that deal good for?
And that's good for 30 days. And so in Tucson, the Tucson number is 520-293-6687.
Let's bring, thank you. Let's bring Roland into the conversation and see how we can help him. Calling from Queen Creek. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning. We built a new house 3 years ago. Had the soft water put in from day one. About every 6 months, I have to take pumice stone to the toilets to get the ring out. I've dipped water out of the tank and taken it in and had it tested, and they say there's no hardness in the water. Why am I still getting a ring in the toilets?
And what color is the ring?
Kind of sandy colored.
Okay. And then on the water, what I would say is I would bring in a sample of the outside water and bring in a sample of the inside water. And what they need to do is look at the conductivity of the water to make sure that the water system is calibrated and set correctly. You can look at things like the total dissolved solids, the water hardness, at the same time the grounding of the plumbing to make sure there's not some type of issue with galvanic corrosion occurring, and then make sure there's not a place where you have two different dissimilar metals coming into contact with each other. And so what I would say is I would initially look at the test of the water from the outside, the water inside, to make sure the system is calibrated correctly. So there could be an issue with the system could be overbrining, which means it's oversalting the system and not rinsing out correctly. That's one possibility. Another possibility could be an issue with the grounding, or there could be an issue with galvanic corrosion. So I would say bring in a sample of the outside water and the inside water to a local water treatment company, and they can help you out. Or even, I'm not sure if pool stores are still open, but Leslie's or Paddock Pools or a local pool store should be able to test that for you as well. And or if you have your particular company, have them come out. If you don't have a company, just call Connecticut, and we'll be more than happy to come out and take a look and help you out with that.
Appreciate that. I have not done any of that yet.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
No problem. My pleasure.
There you go. Solving the dilemmas. You know, the funniest personal story I have about water treatment is on a vacation to Portland, Oregon. I was staying downtown at my favorite hotel in all of the Western United States called the Heathman. And we were going to bed and we were watching the news, and there was an instant local alert. Do not drink the water from your tap. Do not take a bath. Do not shower. And all of Portland's city water comes from one particular reservoir that had been contaminated, what ended up being from a homeless community that was living just above the drainage. So you can just imagine what was happening. So we went to bed and figured, okay, well, I'm sure they'll be trucking in bottled water. You know, we're fine. Let's get a night's rest. Got a night's rest. Had a fishing guide booked for the next day. So we went out on the river and we fished all day. The news report says, this will take probably 30 days. We'll be shipping water in. We've got to drain the entire reservoir, flush all the municipal systems. You'll have to flush your house. This is catastrophic. Went fishing for a day, came back, and the Heathman was serving fresh brewed coffee in the lobby. And the problem was apparently solved. Well, I walked 2 miles to find a grocery store that had bottled water. for something they said would take months to fix, and everything would have to be flushed, to 6 hours later, oh, it's solved.
Wow.
I'm glad we flew out the next day. Let Portland solve it.
Well, in Arizona, I can tell you with a high level of confidence, like Romy said, from a supply side, from a treatment side, on a macro level, the cities do a stellar job. And for people to have a private well, you should have it tested. The EPA suggests every 5 years. And your city water, just go down to the water department, pick up a copy of the Consumer Confidence Report, or go virtually to their website. And then you can contact the water expert. We can help you. And if you ever have a crisis, like, oh, my gosh, about 7 years ago for 3 days in the month of April, the cities had a boil water advisory locally in the valley. And day number one, the stores ran out of bottled water. Day number two, people freaked in the fast food places, couldn't serve sodas and beverages. If you ever have that kind of question, you can call us then, too, and basically we can help you out.
I tell you, we were partially prepared for this because having grown up in hurricane territory, you're always partially prepared. You know, you've always got a pantry of extra this and extra that, extra water stored away. And we've talked about that on our show before. Be prepared.
Like the Boy Scouts.
Just like the Boy Scouts.
Did you have to fill water in the bathtub during hurricane season? Do you remember that?
Many times.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, my dad always had a Chris Craft cabin cruiser. And so he'd line the back of that with a sheet and fill it with water and cover it. And then he'd fill the water reservoirs for the boat, you know. So there was several 100 gallons just sitting in the driveway. But, you know, we never had to resort to it. But
good reason to have a boat.
It's a great reason to have a boat. Then one hurricane, I think it was Camille, put the boat 40 feet up in a cypress tree.
Wow.
Open the plug at the back, and that's your gravity shed fowl.
There you go. Fowl. That's what I was thinking.
Right out of the bilge. All right, we're here with John Owens of Connecticut Talking Water. One of the myths I constantly have to dispel is the fear that people have of water softening adding salt to my system. And I ask them, I said, do you ever have a sandwich? Do you ever drink a soda pop? You know, an 8-ounce glass of softened water is going to have, depending on how hard the water was, but it's going to have, what, 12, 15 milligrams of sodium in it?
Mm-hmm.
And one slice of white bread is going to have 90 to 100.
Yeah, yeah. What happened is usually there's more salt in a slice, in two slices of bread, than you get from, say, all the water you drink all day long.
All day long.
Yeah, and what ends up happening is the interesting thing is salt never has and never will soften the water. The only thing, according to the US EPA, that softens the water is a cation exchange softener. So it works kind of like a magnet. So if you were a kid, drag a magnet around the yard, iron filings grab on, it can only hold so much.
That's
and eventually
right.
You have to knock it off. Softener works the same way. It has a magnet, if you will, metaphorically speaking.
That's a great picture.
Called resin. And the resin, the hardness ions, calcium and magnesium reacted with carbon dioxide, forms a compound called calcium carbonate. It attaches to the resin bead. Something has to clean it. So just like in the laundry, you take Tide whisk and chair to clean the dirty clothes, and then it goes to a rinse. On a softener, it uses salt, sodium chloride, potassium chloride, or hydrochloric acid. The salt in the water cleans the resin, and then fresh water rinses that down the drain. So it works just like the washer does with the soap in the water. And so the fairy tale is that salt softens water. Never has, never will.